Canada Post has presented the union representing some 55,000 striking postal workers with a framework to reach negotiated agreements, the corporation said. A statement issued Sunday said the framework includes proposals to bring greater flexibility to the Canada Post delivery model and shows movement on other key issues in the labor dispute that's stretching into the holiday season. It is our hope that these proposals will reignite discussions and, together with the support of mediators, help the parties work toward final agreements, said the statement, which was provided to media over email. It said the framework was presented to the union earlier on Sunday. A spokesperson for the Canadian Union of Postal Workers did not have an immediate response when asked about the framework. In its statement Sunday, Canada Post said it would not be providing further details outside of the negotiations, in order to facilitate talks. We understand the impact the union's national strike is having on our employees and so many Canadians. Canada Post remains committed to negotiating new collective agreements that will provide our employees and customers with the certainty they are looking for, the statement said. A key issue in bargaining has been a push to expand parcel deliveries into the weekend, but the union and Canada Post are at odds over how to make it work. The strike began more than 2 weeks ago and is threatening the key holiday season as Canadians hold off on mailing cards and gifts or search for alternatives. The latest move from Canada Post comes after the union filed an unfair labor practice complaint with the Canada Industrial Relations Board over the layoffs of striking employees, saying the layoffs are an intimidation tactic that violates the Canada Labor Code. No details have been provided on the extent of the layoffs, which Canada Post has said are temporary. Canada Post spokeswoman Lisa Liu said in a statement late last week that the Crown Corporation had received the complaint and was reviewing it. Liu said Canada Post denies any violation of the labor code. Federal Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon temporarily suspended mediation last week, saying negotiations had not budged, but sending the matter to binding arbitration was not in the cards, he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 1, 2024. The Canadian Press.